This is Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We appreciate you tuning in. And we've got a little treat this week. I've got the Baritone of Beer, Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery coming in. And we're going to talk a little bit right now about exercising your beer know-how. I have the very good fortune of being exposed to a lot of brewers and a lot of beer people that have taught me a tremendous amount about microbrewed. If you're a new listener to the show, I'm admitted that I used to be a Labatt Blue guy. Now I can't get it past my lips because I've grown my palate to understand a little bit more about microbrewed beer. It's the rage all over Michigan and all over the country right now. Breweries popping up everywhere, and they all seem to want to do something unique and different, which you may or may not understand. So, Chaz, what I'd like you to do is let's create some categories of beer and then maybe talk a little bit about their nature. Are they bitter? Are they sweet? Are they hoppy? Are they not? And then we'll finish maybe with some food. And if we get through all of that, we'll be good. If we don't, we'll do it.
We'll call it a win.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So,
well, where I usually start with that is that, you know, a lot of people, they're going to come off the Labatt Blue, Miller Lite, Bud, the BMC trail, we call it.
Right.
And, you know, they're not used to big flavors in their beer. So they can come to a brewery, and quite often a brewery has a pilsner or a cream ale, something on that lighter side that they can use to kind of step through the looking glass and get into the craft beer world. So really the breweries have learned that we have to have something for everybody.
Right.
So that's your first level, and that's going to be a little more body. It's going to have a little more flavor, but it's not going to be too strange for you.
Right.
As you step up in the categories, you're going to talk about ambers.
Okay.
And then into browns. And those are going to be malt forward. And we know in the past, with taste testing, that you're a malt forward kind of guy.
I am.
You like those and kind of stay away from the hoppiness. All of them have hops.
Right.
Hops are the preservative that we utilize in them. But if it's malt forward, the malt flavors come out first. So ambers and browns are in that category. And if you want to get bigger and more mouthfeel and more flavor on that side of the world, you can step into porters and then to stouts. And
still on that malt forward side.
Still on that malt forward side where it's not the really in-your-face kind of hop bitterness and aromas and flavors and stuff.
So before we get there, let's step back. If you're just tuning in, this is the Grilling Guys. We're talking with Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery, but he's truly a beer engineer. And today, let's go back to beer 101. There's water, there's malt, and what else in a typical
hops,
right?
And yeast.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Now, unless you start funking around with some different things with fruits or different honey or something else in it, but
right,
that's the basis. Now, malt, that's going to be typically barley, and they're going to put it through a process called malting where they start to germinate it, and then they kill it. And what that does is prepare the grain to have the enzymes and the starches ready to convert to make the sugar that we're going to later translate into alcohol.
Right. So we've got this grain to break down. We harvest the sugar out of it, and then we distill the sugar down till it becomes...
Well, we boil it to
right,
do what we refer to in the cooking world as the Maillard effect.
Okay.
It's like browning gravy. What it's doing is breaking down complex sugars into simple sugars that the yeast can digest.
Okay.
And so the boil serves as that purpose, as well as our step of sterilization, because this was dirty grain. I mean, it's been traveling in a bag on
right,
a truck. There's nothing sterile about it until we boil it.
Right.
And so now we've got a boil going on. That's going to kill off anything else. And at that point, we're going to start to introduce our preservative, hops. And they're
okay,
a flower that grows on a vine. In the summer, you can come to Schmoe's and you'll see them growing right over our beer garden. It's
right,
kind of cool. But, you know, they're coming to Michigan, and wherever you drive, it seems like you're passing a hop farm. And you'll
if you know what you're looking for, which is what?
Big telephone poles sticking up with wires in between them, and these vines that are growing up to them, sometimes 30, 35 feet tall.
Right, and it's one plant that winds its way up this wire or
string,
a string or whatever it is, but usually near the top, there are a bunch of blossoms.
Actually, it's all the way up.
Is it?
It goes all the way up. We'll have to go to a hop farm this summer.
Right.
And,
well, for those that haven't seen it, yeah.
But, yeah, they grow all the way up, and you can see them in the beer garden. And about the end of August, you start to see those and smell those, and they get the real rich hop aroma coming out on them. We're in Cascade, Michigan, so we grow Cascade hops over our garden.
Imagine that.
And early September, it's time to harvest. And all you need are the little flowers, the little blooms. You pick those off, and during the boil, we're going to extract the oils from those.
Okay.
That's the antimicrobial part that's going to be the preservative to beer in the first hopping. The second hopping, about halfway through the boil, is the one that we put in for flavor or bittering. And depending on how much you put in, depends on how bitter it's going to be.
Right.
Then the final stage during the boil is what we refer to as aroma hopping. And those are the ones that are going to be in there. They're not going to act as much as a preservative, but they're the advertising because you smell it.
Right.
And the wonderful. Now, you can take a further step in latent fermentation, do some dry hopping to kick more aroma in, but that's where the hops play into it.
Right.
And then after we boil, we're going to cool that down, send it over into a sterile environment with some yeast. We have to cool it down so we don't kill the yeast. And then we let the yeast consume the sugars and produce alcohol.
Right. And that's where that mixture, this is where the engineering comes in. Okay, because if you followed all of that, which you probably didn't, what it tells me is that this isn't just throwing some stuff in a pot and making a bunch of beer. Well, there's a bunch of science that's involved with this.
I like to tease our friend Brian from down in Finn Valley. You
know, right.
And say, so, farmer, what are you up to?
Right.
Basically, because they get what comes out of the grapes that year, and they do some blending and things like that. But in beer, we take a mixture of grains. How they're roasted, toasted, baked, boiled, whatever, to give them flavors. Blend those together. Then we blend in the hops, and we do different times and temperatures and a specific yeast for time and temperature to produce a specific beer. So we really engineer or build the beer.
Right. So if I'm and I'm going back to the consumer, we're gonna touch on this in the next segment because we haven't even scratched the surface yet on this. But as I walk up to my craft beer merchant, and there are literally hundreds of different bottles of beer. I think of Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids, where I don't think they know how many beers they really have, but it's in the hundreds of beers, varieties that they have. And it is just very, very overwhelming to try to determine what you want to buy. And so in the next segment, Chaz, I want to talk about more of the styles of beer. But I also want to know, let's give the listener what are the three or four questions they need to be able to answer so that somebody at a place like Siciliano's can drive you to the right style of beer. So is that something we can do?
We can do that. I got an excellent way.
All right. Very good. I knew you would have. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We're going to continue down this little beer path, and we might even crack one in the next segment.
We better.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.